This discussion is about disposing of a non-current asset, and this particular episode is about selling the non-current asset for cash, and it works out to be a loss on the disposal. Okay, so it's a good idea perhaps to have a pencil or paper in hand just to jot down a few figures as we go through, or you'll have to do a lot of visualization if you don't have a pencil and paper on hand. Let's talk about a computer. The computer is going to have a historical cost of $7,000, and at the time of the sale, it's going to have an accumulated appreciation of $6,000. So historical cost, $7,000, ACDEP, $6,000. So the book value or carrying value of the computer at the time of the disposal is $1,000. $1,000. The carrying value or book value is simply the difference between the cost and the ACDEP. So computer cost $7,000 less ACDEP $6,000 gives you carrying value of $1,000. Now let's assume that we sell this asset for cash on the open market and we end up getting $800. That $800 is referred to as the proceeds of the disposal, or proceeds of the sale. We could call it the sale. Sale is okay to use when you sell it for cash. But the proceeds is a word that's more often used in the study design. So proceeds of the disposal, $800. But the book value or carrying value of the computer at the time of the sale was $1,000. So we have made a loss on the sale or loss on the disposal of $200 because the proceeds were less than the book value or the carrying value. Okay, so visualize the computer account. You have a computer account with a historical cost of $7,000. Now that you've sold the computer, you have to get rid of that $7,000. So to do that, you have to make a credit entry to cancel out the original $7,000. And the credit entry in the computer account is going to be to an account called Disposal of Computer. Disposal of computer. Don't forget the name of the asset. So if you visualize the computer account, the original historical cost is on the debit side, $7,000. On the credit side, you'll have disposal of computer, $7,000. So the balance of the computer account is now zero. So obviously we have a new ledger account called Disposal of Computer. And we've just made a debit entry to that account, and the debit entry is computer, $7,000. This disposal of computer account is used to gather together the cross-references and the double entries required to facilitate this process of selling an asset. It's not an asset, it's not a liability, it's not an owner's equity, revenue or expense. It's a collection account, a gathering account, an account that facilitates the double entries involved in selling the asset. So computer account, we now have a zero balance, and we've made a debit entry into the disposal of computer account. The ACDEP account, remember, had a balance of $6,000. Now, if we sell a computer, we have to get rid of that ACDEP of computers account in the ledger. So to do that, we have to make a debit entry. So a debit entry into that account of $6,000, that makes the balance zero. And that debit entry is to a cross-reference of disposal of computer. And of course, the credit entry goes to the disposal of computer account. So the computer account has a zero balance now. The ACDEP computer account has a zero balance now. And we just transferred two values to the disposal of computer account. Debit side shows the original historical cost. The credit side shows the ACDEP at the time of the sale. So the disposal of computer account has collected the historical cost and the ACDEP, and you can clearly see what the book value or carrying value of the computer was at that point in time, because it's a difference between the two values in that account, the $7,000 less the $6,000, so the carrying value is $1,000. I told you earlier that we received $800 for the sale of this computer, so we have to record this $800 as well. Of course, that receipt of $800 would go into the cash receipts journal. So if you visualize a cash receipts journal, you would record it. You'd call it disposal of computer or something similar. You record it in the bank column, of course, $800. And then you'd probably put that in the sundry column, $800, because you're not likely to have a separate column called sale of computer or disposal of computer. But it would go in the cash receipts journal. For the purposes of VCE, no GST will be on the sale of any non-current asset. So we've recorded the sale or the cash receipt of the $800 in the cash receipts journal. That would be posted to the bank account, of course, or eventually. And then you would have to record the $800 in the disposal of computer account as a credit entry. So visualize disposal of computer, credit entry, bank $800. So the disposal of the computer account has collected the historical cost of the computer, debit $7,000. On the credit side, has collected the accumulated depreciation of the computer, $6,000. We've just now added the cash receipt from the sale, $800. And so we're now up to a situation where we can close off or balance this disposal of computer account. At the moment, the debit side shows $7,000. On the credit side shows $6,800. There is a $200 discrepancy in the account, and because it's on the credit side, that's going to represent a loss on disposal of $200. That is the difference between the proceeds of the sale, $800, and the carrying value of $1,000 is the loss on disposal, $200. That appears on the credit side of the disposal of computer account. That credit entry, $200, will be matched by a debit entry to the loss on disposal of computer account. That's a new ledger account. It's an expense account and will appear in the profit and loss statement eventually, just like any other expense, such as wages. So it would be debit to loss on disposal of computer, matched by the credit to the disposal of computer account, $200. So the disposal of computer account is now finished. Its function, it's gathered together all the information relevant to the sale or the disposal of the computer. It's collected the historical cost on the debit side. It's collected the ACDEP on the credit side. It's collected the cash received from the sale of the asset on the credit side. The balance in the account was on the credit side, and that was the loss on disposal. It's a loss because the proceeds, $800, was less than the carrying value at the time of the sale. Just recapping those ledger accounts again, the computer account, originally there was $7,000 on the debit side. When it was sold, we made a credit entry of $7,000 to make the value of the computer account zero. The cross-reference was disposal of computer. The ACDEP account had originally had a balance of $6,000 on the credit side. When we sold the computer, we had to make that balance zero by making a debit entry, and the cross-reference was disposal. So the balance of the ACDEP account becomes zero. And that makes sense because we've disposed of the computer, we've got rid of the computer account, we've got rid of the accumulated depreciation of computer account. We have a new account called disposal of computer, and that account has collected all the data associated with the sale of the computer. On the debit side will be the historical cost of the computer, in this case $7,000. On the credit side will be the ACDEP, $6,000. The cash received from the sale of the computer, $800. And the balancing figure, which represents the loss on disposal or loss on sale of $200. It's a loss because the receipt's $800 is less than the book value at the time of the sale or the carrying value of $1,000. And when we created that loss on disposal, we had to, of course, establish a new ledger account called loss on disposal of computer, which is a normal expense account and will appear later on in the profit and loss statement. Of course, we had to also record the receipt of the $800 in the cash receipts journal, which eventually would have been posted to both the bank ledger account and, of course, the credit entry in the disposal of computer account. Lots of data there. Also, of course, you have to do the entries in the general journal as well as the ledger accounts. It'll be one or the other. We don't know which, so we have to do both. So now we are looking at the general journal entries for the sale of the asset, which in this case was for cash, and in this case where there was a loss. What are the debits and credits? perhaps it's a good idea to think about some sort of sequencing here. I reckon it's best to do the transfer of the historical cost first, though you don't have to, but that's my recommendation. So the first entry would be to transfer the historical cost of the non-current asset. So you would debit the disposal of the computer account, credit the computer account with some sort of narration, such as the transfer of the computer. The second entry would be to transfer the accumulated appreciation of this sold asset. So it would be debit accumulated appreciation of computer, credit disposal of computer. So it's debit ACDEP computer, credit disposal of computer. That gets rid of the ACDEP on the asset that's now disposed of. The third entry would be to record any profit or loss on the sale of the computer. In this case, it's a loss. So you debit the loss on the disposal of computer account and you credit the disposal of computer account. So there's three entries in the general journal to record. In this case, it was a loss on a sale. The first one was the transfer of the historical cost of the non-current asset. The second one was the ACDEP. The third one was the loss on the sale. So the first one, once again, was the transfer of the historical cost. You debit disposal of computer, credit computer. The second one, you transfer the ACDEP. So you debit ACDEP of computer, credit disposal of computer. And the third one is to record the loss on disposal. So it's debit loss on disposal, credit disposal of computer. Of course, always include appropriate narrations unless the question says not to. Let's now think about the impact on the reports of this sale or disposal of the computer for cash. Let's talk about the cash flow statement. Now, this is where we use the investing activities section of the cash flow statement. This is the first time we've used a positive figure in the investing activities section. So underneath investing activities, you'd have something like proceeds of disposal of computer, and you'd put the $800 as a positive figure in that section. So proceeds of disposal of computer, $800, goes as an investing activity, a positive figure in the cash flow statement. The profit loss statement. If there's a loss on disposal, and there is in this exercise, this example, then that loss on disposal is treated as a normal expense. So where it says less expenses in the profit and loss statement, you have wages and rent, etc., etc. You'd also have loss on disposal of computer. Don't forget to name the actual asset. In this case, it's $200. So profit and loss statement, if it's a loss, it just appears with any other expense in the normal expenses section of the profit and loss statement. What about the balance sheet? A little bit more complicated when you think about the assets section. Now just think about what's happened here. We have decreased or got rid of the computer. And that computer had a book value or a carrying value of $1,000. So assets have been decreased by the value of the carrying value of that computer, which is now sold. So $1,000 reduction. That is the carrying value of the computer. Decrease assets, $1,000, the carrying value of the asset. But there was also an increase in the bank because we received $800 cash. So the net impact on assets is a decrease of only $200. So $1,000 reduction due to the reduction in the carrying value, an increase of $800 due to the cash received for the sale of the computer. So the net impact on assets is a decrease of $200. Let's consider the equity section, liabilities. There's no impact on liabilities. Owner's equity. Owner's equity will decrease due to the profit impact. And there's that loss on disposal of the computer is an expense. So owner's equity will decrease by $200 due to the loss on the disposal of the computer. So the reduction in total equities is $200, which is exactly the same as the net reduction in assets of $200. This is the end of our discussion on the disposal of non-current asset for cash where there's a loss. The next segment will deal with a similar exercise, but it'll be a profit on sale.